This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about tariffs a little bit yesterday on the program, specifically who's paying them. That would be, says the New York Fed and many, many others, American importers and consumers. And that brings us to this morning's earnings report from Dollar Tree. Sales up, profits up. Also up, tariff costs, says the company. An extra $19 million next quarter if the next round of import taxes goes into effect next month as scheduled. It's a tricky situation for a company whose rock-bottom prices are its brand, as Marketplace's Justin Ho explains.
Walk down the aisles of a Dollar Tree, and you'll see lots of things the Trump administration has hit with import taxes.
Beads and costume jewelry, a lot of kitchenware and tableware, cleaning supplies, pens, pencils, markers.
That's Catherine Russ, an economics professor at UC Davis. Stores like Walmart or Home Depot sell a broader range of goods, and those stores can absorb tariffs by increasing prices on more expensive items. Russ says Dollar Tree doesn't have that luxury. After all, customers shop there because almost everything costs a dollar.
The market for these is going to be very highly sensitive to price, so price increases may end up really changing their volume of sales.
Earlier this year, Dollar Tree started experimenting with higher prices, with sections it calls Dollar Tree Plus. Still, it's called Dollar Tree. That price point isn't likely to go away. So the company's trying to cut costs, too. Here's Dollar Tree CEO Gary Philbin on CNBC this morning.
We negotiate lower costs. It's just as simple as sometimes meeting face-to-face with our vendors. We are moving some product out of China. We're sourcing it elsewhere. We are redesigning product.
Target recently demanded that its suppliers pick up the cost of tariffs. But Dollar Tree doesn't have as much weight to throw around, says Ishwar Prasad, a trade policy professor at Cornell.
For a low-margin retail merchant, the bargaining power with Chinese suppliers is probably very limited.
Prasad says Dollar Tree suppliers have low margins themselves, because what they sell is so cheap. That doesn't give them much room to absorb tariffs either. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.